Well, thank you so much for having me. As you probably heard, my name's Simon, and I'm the scripture coordinator for RIDE, which is RIDE Area Christian Education at RIDE Secondary College. A little bit about myself before we get started. Married to my wife Catherine, who's over there with me tonight, and we have one baby almost due, a couple of weeks' time, and then they'll be out. Other things about me: I enjoy bike riding. I enjoy trying to keep our fish alive in our small little fish tank in our living room with varying degrees of success, and we like going for bushwalks and things like that in our spare time. So there's a little bit about me. You've got an idea of who I am. I'll share more about race a bit later on, and would love to also chat with you after the service as well. Let me pray for us and we'll open up Hebrews together. God, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for the availability that we have of it, that it's here in our language for us to read, to hear you speak to us. And God, we pray that you would do that tonight. May these not just be words on a page, but may you speak to our minds and to our hearts from your word as we read it now. God, please shape and mold and transform us for your honour, for your glory and our joy in that. Amen. Well, a while ago, my wife Catherine and I decided to try our hand at hiking. We know we like bushwalking, so we thought we'd try the whole overnight thing as well. But we didn't want to kind of just go out and buy all the gear straight away. We thought we'd give it a test run. We'd just find a short track and we'd just use our regular camping gear, the kind of stuff you have in the back of the car. And didn't really think this plan fully through, but we thought we'd give it a shot anyway. And so we walk up at this track that the internet's put us onto. It's the Colo River. Now, you might know the Colo River. At this stage, we didn't really know what to expect, but we thought we'd try it anyway. Basically, the walk is 7 kilometres down a mountain and 7 kilometres back up that mountain. And so we set out, and we both have something in each hand and something on our back, and I've got a tent under an arm as well. And we're set to go. Still a little bit oblivious to how bad of an idea this was. It's a pleasant 35 degree humid day, and I kind of take the first step, and then the sweat just goes whoosh straight down the face. Off to a good start, and we start trudging down the side of this mountain. Now we know that down the bottom is a river. We don't really know what to expect. Is it a trickle, a stream, or is it something swimmable on a day like this? And so we're going along, and we stop regularly. It is a struggle to endure. We sit down, think about it. How far do you think we've gone? Are we going to keep going? Are we going to turn around? What's it going to be? And every time we get up and go just a little bit more, trudge, trudge, trudge. And I am about ready to quit at this point. I'm drenched in sweat and thinking this is not the fun we thought it was going to be. And just as I'm thinking, that's it, we're turning around, I see through the tree line down to this river below, and it is beautiful. It is big, it is wide, it is blue, sandy shores. We now have a renewed perseverance to endure this journey. And so I undo the lid of our water container that I'm carrying, just start tipping that out. We'll sort that out at the bottom. And as the load gets lighter, as the joy lies before us of a swim at the bottom, we continue on with renewed perseverance. And we make it all the way down to the bottom. We got there. I think in some ways our faith journey can be the same. There's times when it's a real struggle to endure. It's a real struggle to endure. Times when our Bible reading habits slip away, or our prayers become short and lack heartfelt devotion, where we fall into habitual sin again, where our pride rears its ugly head, or our selfishness takes over in the blink of an eye. And the state of our faith can sometimes be a source of embarrassment or guilt or shame. And yet I wonder, why is this so? I mean, we have a God full of grace and mercy, the creator of this universe, who loves us enough to step into this world, live the life that we can't live, die the death we deserve to die, rise back to life, defeating, conquering sin and death, so that we can be victorious, so that we can do life with him. But it doesn't always feel that way. How? The question is, how do we endure in the faith? How do we run the race of faith? That's what this passage in Hebrews is about. It's about running the race of faith. We're going to look at that together now, particularly focusing on Hebrews 12, 1-3. I want to do three things together tonight. Firstly, talk about running the race of faith with endurance, looking at Hebrews. Secondly, I want to share with you how this passage is really the essence of Race's vision at Ryde Secondary College. And thirdly, I want to ask for your help in striving for this vision. So firstly, running the race of faith with endurance. And we see in this passage in Hebrews that we endure in running the race of faith when we keep on fostering our joy in God. We endure in running the race of faith when we keep on fostering our joy in God. Have a look with me at chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we also... Oh, I've got it up on the screen as well. Therefore, since we also have such a large cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares us, and run with endurance the race that lies before us, keeping our eyes on Jesus, the source and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that lay before him endured a cross, despised the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of God's throne. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, so that you won't grow weary and lose heart. So we see that this passage is all about the race of faith for the believer. And the passage begins with one of those key words, therefore. And of course we know whenever you see a therefore, the question you have to ask is, what's the therefore, therefore? What's it doing there? The writer says, therefore, since we have this cloud of witnesses. So who are the cloud of witnesses? Previous chapter, probably the most famous part of the letter to the Hebrews, usually titled The Heroes of the Faith. But really, it's a list of sinful people who made a mess of things a lot of the time. But through the midst of that, God was faithful to them, kept his promises, and chose to use them and brought them to completion in their faith journey. It's a list of, they weren't perfect, but they made it. They weren't perfect, but they made it. And so it's kind of like the writer's saying, look, therefore, we've seen that it's doable. You can endure in the faith. If they can do it, anyone can do it. It's doable. We have that example. And secondly, we see that enduring for the Hebrew Christians has become a struggle. It has become a struggle. We read earlier from verse 10, from chapter 10. Have a look at with me at verse 32 of chapter 10. Remember the earlier days when after you had been enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings. So they were enduring. They were suffering, it was hard, but they were enduring in the faith. Verse 33, sometimes you were publicly exposed to taunts and afflictions. Other times you were companions of those who were treated that way. You sympathized with the prisoners and accepted with joy the confiscation of your possessions, knowing that you yourselves have a better and enduring possession. So don't throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you need endurance, so that after you've done God's will, you may receive what has been promised. We see the amazing testimony of how the Hebrew Christians were enduring. See in verse 34 that amazing statement. You accepted with joy the confiscation of your possessions. These are people that just look weird to the earthly minded. You can imagine the scene. They might be running away from a house that's been burned down by people that are trying to kill them because they believe in Jesus. And they've still got joy as they watch all their possessions burn down. They're going, doesn't really matter. We've still got God. They can't take that away. We have him. We've got life forever with him. We've got his promises still. Nothing can take that away. It doesn't matter about that stuff. We can get other stuff. We may do without it. They accepted with joy losing every earthly possession. And to the earthly minded, that's just crazy. But that's how they were enduring. That's when they were enduring. They had that joy in God that nothing could shake. So thirdly, we see that joy is the key to our enduring in the faith. Joy in God. Why do I say that we endure in running the race of faith when we keep fostering our joy in God? Because the writer recounts these terrible things that happened to them, and they endured through them all because they had joy in God. And then we get an even better example than these Hebrew Christians. I think they're doing a pretty good job at that point. But later, they're needing encouragement. They are struggling now. And we're told in verse 2, to endure, run the race of faith with endurance. How? By keeping our eyes on Jesus, the source and perfecter of our faith. Who, and there's that word again, who for the joy that lay before him. What lay before him? The cross. Going to the most humiliating, the most painful death that humankind has ever come up with. And that was joy lying before him. How is that possible? Because he knows the glory that God is going to get from this, the salvation that is going to go out to the ends of the earth. And so even though it's the cross, even though we know from the garden he is sweating blood in agony knowing what's about to happen, now we get the description, that's the joy that lay before him. Because of the glory it's going to bring to God, the salvation to all people. Endurance of faith happens when we have a big picture focus on the available joy that we have offered in God. As I think about our hike down to the river, and we would not have made it to the end of the Colo River without a focus on the available joy of swimming in that river at the bottom. That's what kept us going. That's what kept us enduring. There was something at the bottom worth it. So the struggle was worth pushing through. And the race of faith is the same. The available joy that we have in God, it's worth giving up anything if we have to in this world. It reminds me of my favourite parable from Jesus. Maybe it's favourite because it's a short one. It's nice and easy. Matthew 13:44. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field that when a man comes and finds it, in his joy, he goes away and he sells everything that he has to then buy that field. It's worth it. It's worth it. Don't care about anything else. Enjoy, sells everything he has. The available joy that we have in God, it's worth giving up financial security. It's worth giving up social status. It's worth giving up career paths. It's worth giving up social clubs, retirement, gadgets, popularity, whatever it might be. It doesn't matter. It's worth giving up for the joy that we have in God. So for those of you tonight who are here, and you, the many of you who would call yourself Christian, can I encourage you and me, let's use fostering joy in God to fight our faith battles. Now here's five things in my life that are things that God's given us that I've found helpful to foster joy in God. I think a lot of them are fairly obvious. Firstly, pursuing good Bible reading habits. Building daily habits for that. And whether it's using an electronic app, whether it's using the handwritten journal, a devotional book, a reading guide, whatever works for you, whatever time works for you, pursue good Bible reading habits to foster your joy in God. And secondly, read good Christian books. Written by authors who are kind of like the modern-day cloud of witnesses. They've gone before us. They have pored over God's word. And they help explain and apply it to our lives. I say this as someone who really doesn't naturally read books. It's not my thing. I don't just naturally make time in my week to sit down and read. And so what I've found myself doing is buying and downloading audiobooks and listening to them in the car or doing house jobs or going for bike rides. And that way I still end up listening to good Christian books. Or number three, to foster our joy in God. Have those godly friends in your life, whether it's one or two people, who you can get with on some kind of regular basis. Share your joys, share your struggles, read God's word together, pray together, and spur one another on. And we need those people in our lives, don't we? You might think of the person in your life who's that for you. Or number four, even just taking time out of our busy lives to go and be in God's creation, to sit with the Creator, whether it's a garden, a bushwalk, a drive through the countryside, whatever it might be, and to spend time with the Creator, with our Bibles, reading from His Word as well, getting to know Him better and seeking His will in our lives. Or fifthly, and again, as I said, I think many of these are obvious, just getting on with serving Jesus. How do we foster our joy in God? It's when we go, I want to see you work, God, and I'm willing to be part of that. And so the joy that we find when we see God working, sometimes through us, sometimes even in spite of us, is a wonderful thing as well. To get on board with His mission and the work God is doing. If you're here tonight and would not yet call yourself a Christian, I really just want to leave you with the thought that maybe getting on board the race of faith really is worth it. It's better than anything else in this world. There is more joy and satisfaction and contentment and happiness to be had with God than with anything else. If that's you tonight, talk to someone before leaving. Ask more questions. Keep working it out. So we've seen that we endure in running the race of faith. And we keep on fostering our joy in God. I want to share with you more quickly now how that's really the essence of Race's vision. Our vision with Race is to help young people run the race of faith, to find their joy in God. So Race does stand for Ride Area Christian Education, but our name also symbolizes that vision of wanting to help young people run the race of faith, to find their joy in God. And SRE, Scripture, is a great thing for that end. SRE and Scripture, I just kind of use the words interchangeably. SRE is the language that the Department of Education uses to talk about what we do. It stands for Special Religious Education. It's special in the sense of specific. So specific faith perspective. In our case, Christian. And the Ride for SRE is not just for Christians. It's available for any religious group recognised by the Department of Education. So we can also have in a school Jewish or Hindu or Muslim or Buddhist scripture or others as well. And whether SRE will happen in a school is totally dependent on the faith community around that school and in the area, and whether those groups are sticking up their hand and saying, yeah, we will do what it takes to provide that opportunity here. We want to come and offer it. We want to come and run it. So at the moment at Ride Secondary College, Christian SRE is the only scripture offered. Because the churches in the area are the only faith group who have said, yeah, we'll do what it takes to make sure Scripture is offered here. And so one of the things I'm here today really to do, and the big one, is to say thank you. Because Race is actually, it's not actually a thing. It's actually just a name to the 8 churches, yours being one of it, that have said, yes, let's make Scripture happen. And so we just put a name to a kind of all this group working together. But really, we're nothing but 8 churches saying, yeah, let's make this happen. And your church is one of them. So thank you so much. For many of you as individuals, many of you as a church, have been supporting Race, or you might have known us under our old name, MCCEB, for countless years. So thank you so much. We currently have classes for Year 7 weekly, for Year 8, Year 9, and the support unit fortnightly, and Year 10 have a couple of seminars in the year. So we have a really good amount of access to students. I get to be in the school Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 3 full days each week. That means I teach a bit over half the classes and coordinate the team of 5 volunteer teachers that come into the school and teach the other classes as well. It means I get to be a part of the school, seek to be involved in the community, be a blessing in some way there as well. And this is all possible because of the partnership of churches like yours, owning that vision to say, yeah, we want to help young people run the race of faith, to find their joy in God. That's what we want to see happen at Ride Secondary. So thank you. SRE is so valuable. Here's one example of that value. Let me just quickly tell you the story of Nick so far. Nick arrived in my Year 7 class last year. I've changed his name just for privacy. But he arrived in my Year 7 class. And he's, to this day, still the most antagonistic, difficult student that I've had in one of my classes. He comes in, and you can just tell by his attitude, his body language, everything. He thinks Christians are the dumbest people in the world. How can you still believe this rubbish? It's his attitude. And he comes in and he is questioning, but in rude kind of ways, and kind of being antagonistic with them. And so we kind of had to work with that. And what I wanted to encourage in him is, I love your questions. It is so good to be asking those questions. Keep asking them. We had to work on the whole respect other people, respect me as your teacher, I'll respect you, and all that kind of thing. And we did kind of work through that. A little bit later in the year, I hear the Gideons have come and done their Bible drop-off. They offer for schools right across New South Wales for year sevens every year. And their year advisor was looking for someone to help hand out the Gideons Bibles for the year sevens. And Nick's there, and the year advisor ropes him in to help out. And so here is Nick, the most antagonistic student in the SOE classes, handing out God's word to every one of his peers. And he thinks God isn't real. Yet God is working in his life. And he has a sense of humour too, I think. One of my favourite moments for Nick was we were looking at Mark's gospel. And we get to the time when Jesus heals the blind man. And he does it in two goes. Kind of part one, the guy sees a bit. Part two, he finally sees. And what Jesus is showing, and what Mark is showing in the way he retells the story, is helping us to see how people are slowly working out who Jesus is. They're working out his identity at this stage of Mark's gospel. And so I'm wanting to help the students work through this and see this as well. They've seen Jesus do a lot of other miracles, all kinds of powerful things in previous stories. So I asked them, what do you think? Could Jesus have healed this guy the first time around? You know, did he just kind of get it wrong and make a mistake and kind of need to finish it later? And most of them are thinking, oh, if he can walk on water, if he can feed 5,000, yeah, well, he probably could have done it the first time around. But then Nick pipes up and he goes, nah, he couldn't have done it. Nah, no way. And I go, oh, why do you think so, Nick? He goes, well, because Jesus was fully God and fully man, he had to be true to his man side as well. And so it took him to, I'm just thinking, interesting train of logic, but to get to that argument, you've just assumed a profound biblical truth. Jesus is fully God, fully man. Yes, amen, you've got it. You've worked that out. Just another wonderful example of God chipping away at his heart. He walked into the lunchtime group a little while ago. I pray he will again. And he's continuing to engage in my classes regularly. So please do pray for Nick. Only New South Wales, as far as I know, has this kind of opportunity in the public school system to offer this kind of access to faith-based perspective teaching. And SOE is under attack by a rather vocal minority. There are some that would like to see it get removed, and they've been somewhat effective in seeing that happen in Victoria. They've now set their eyes on New South Wales. You might have heard about some stuff a little while back, book banning, billboard going up, those kind of things. That's kind of died down now. They're probably waiting to see what happens with the review, probably planning things. They're still around. The time to act to promote, support SOE, to say, yes, we want to see it stay in our schools, that time is now. And so, thirdly, I'm here tonight to ask for your continuing help, or maybe fresh help as an individual, in striving with Race's vision to help young people run the race of faith, finding their joy in God. Partnering with Race can look like a variety of different things. Get involved, prayer and giving. So three things: getting involved, prayer, giving. Just quickly, what might those look like? Getting involved, one easy thing to do coming up is we have a race mini races night. We're just going to keep playing on the name as much as we can. We're doing mini Olympics night, and this is a chance for you to come and represent your church. You want to make sure you've got people repping your church, because we're going to see which of our partner churches takes home the trophy from this night. So you can come, and there is mini Olympic style games for all ages and stages, whether you are mobile or not so much, whatever range it might be. Come, meet other people from the church in the area who are saying, yes, we want to make scripture happen at Ryde Secondary. Hear a bit more about what Race is doing, and have a bunch of fun together as a community as well. So I do encourage you to put that in your calendars. We'll make sure we get more information out closer to. I'm about to tell you about our website. Details are on there as well. That's one way to get involved. Another way to get involved might be to say, I'm interested in learning how to be a scripture teacher. Or maybe you've done in the past, you're ready to go. Please come talk to me more if you'd like to volunteer to teach classes or even be a helper for a class that has students with special needs that need extra help. I would love to talk to you now. Now's a good time of the year, really, to get connected in, to do a bit of the paperwork process that needs to happen, then to team teach with myself or one of our other volunteers. And then next year, you might have your own class if you feel ready for that. You might also be able to consider joining our committee behind the scenes. We have a faithful group of people that do the behind the scenes work to make sure this keeps happening. And we are in need of several different people. A digital communications secretary, so that's code for Facebook kind of stuff. A deputy chairman, a fundraising manager. If you've got skills in areas like that, or even just want to say, yeah, I want to come and hear more ways to pray for you, would love to see. We meet twice a term, week 3 and week 8 on Thursday nights. The details are also on our website. Come talk to me afterwards. You might have other skills that you could offer in digital media administration. Just know how to run a good fundraiser, whatever it might be. You also would have got a booklet on the way in. I would love for you to have a simple involvement of having read that and then pass it to someone else who you might like to encourage to read it and get informed about SOE and RACE in particular as well. That's getting involved. Another way to partner with RACE, prayer. Easiest way to get prayer points is to sign up for our newsletter. So you can go to our website, racescripture.com, or you can talk to me tonight. I've got an iPad, can sign you straight up. No worries there. You scroll down and you can see a subscribe form on the side. So you can fill that out. And then we won't spam you. It's once, twice a term, you'll get an email with some prayer points for RACE. And every now and then an encouraging story or something as well. The other way that you might be interested in praying for us is if you're a Facebook user, you can talk to me about our Facebook group as well. And what to pray. Please do pray for the students. I am constantly aware that I'm not the one that changes these students' hearts. God's the one who does the work. And he invites us to be involved with him in his mission. And so we need prayer, that God will work in their lives, change their hearts. Please pray for the teachers, that we would run the race of faith with endurance, finding our joy in God, and be out of an overflow of that, that we prepare and teach our lessons. And also please pray for SOE in general. As I said, there are some that would like to see the opportunity removed. We would love to see it remain. Please pray for its protection. Thirdly, how to partner with RACE. Giving. Currently, to keep Scripture happening at Ryde Secondary College, to give each student the opportunity to be involved in Scripture classes, it costs over $40,000 to make the program happen each year. And so we're still in need of many more regular supporters, people who are willing to commit a small amount to sign up monthly, to regularly partner with us in that way as well. So I did a little bit of math. If out of our 8 partner churches, if 25 individuals committed to $20 a month, we would easily hit our target and we'd be looking at how to expand and support Scripture in the area, maybe seeking to help some of the other boards if the opportunities arise. Scripture is at the mercy of how schools do their administration, set things up. So things can change very quickly. And overnight, we may suddenly have the need in one school or another school to suddenly be providing a whole lot more Scripture teachers because we're now doing it at the same time slot. Things like that. Having the funds available to do those kind of campaigns, things like that, is really important as well. So please prayerfully consider if you can partner with RACE in any or all of these 3 ways. Getting involved, prayer, giving. Do you want to join with us in helping young people run the race of faith to find their joy in God? We've seen from Hebrews chapter 12, how do we endure in running the race of faith? We foster our joy in God. And thank you for your partnership. Thank you for saying, yes, we want to see Scripture happen. And we'd love to talk to you more later on tonight as well. Let me pray for us. God, thank you so much that you enable us to endure in running the race of faith, that you offer us the best thing ever, yourself. Thank you for the joy that we can find in you. God, please grow that in our lives. Help us to foster that, to pursue you, God. And God, we pray for the students at Ryde Secondary College, for those that are already running the race of faith. May you strengthen them, help them endure. For those not yet doing that, that you would bring many to you. Help them find joy in you, God. And we pray these things in your wonderful name. Amen.